that one.
That's a star, right?
Yeah.
Good job.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a book to share, too?
Turning in.
Finding out.
You know this book?
Sorting out.
Can you tell me
Going further.
It?
Making conclusions.
And taking action.
It's time for Twist, this week at IST, Episode 5. Progress reports, university applications, and spitting monkeys.
Hello, and welcome to Twist 2009, the first recording of Twist this week at IST in the new year. And we've got our good old friends back here again. We're missing Killian, unfortunately. He's away on a field trip. Does anyone know where he's gone?
No.
No? Oh dear, neither do I. But no doubt we'll find out next week. Anyway, at the table we have got Aiden from grade 5. Hi, Aiden.
Hi.
What did you get up to over the holiday? Where'd you go?
I went to Shanghai.
Very nice. What was the best thing you did?
Probably the best thing that I did was go to Huangshan.
Huangshan?
Yeah.
What's that?
There's a mountain range near, 6-hour bus ride from Shanghai.
Well, that's quite a long bus ride.
Yeah.
Quite a long bus ride. And Taylor, what have you been up to? Taylor's here from grade 2. And what have you been doing in the holidays?
Well, I went to Thailand with the Bellatinis, and the best thing I did was go swimming.
Go swimming? In a pool or in the sea?
In the pool, because the tide was flat.
Oh, was it? The tide was a long way out?
No, it was flat, no waves.
Okay, all right. So there was no waves in the sea?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no waves in the pool. Or was it a wave pool?
No waves in the pool.
So did you want waves or did you not want waves?
I wanted waves in the sea.
Oh, right. But as there were no waves, you thought, I might as well swim in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thai food, probably one of the best types of food in the world. What's your favorite thing that you ate on the holiday? Don't say McDonald's.
I don't know. I didn't eat Thai food.
What? Oh my goodness me. All right. We'll have to talk later. Angela from grade 4. Hi, Angela.
Hello.
What were you up to over the holiday?
Well, I first was flying to Xiamen, and then we had to stop in the middle, and then once we got to Xiamen, we went to my friend's house, a 1-hour drive. And after that, we went back to Xiamen, and then we went to Shanghai. And then from there, we visited all our friends.
Wow. Now, that second name you said, was that Shanghai?
Yes.
But just pronounced really well. How did you pronounce it?
Shanghai.
Shanghai. So you don't say the G?
No.
No? Oh, okay. And the other name, Xiamen. Xiamen. What was that? Say it again.
Xiamen.
Xiamen. Where's that?
I don't
know. Oh, I think I've seen that on the map. Is it Xiamen?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think it's down south somewhere.
Mm-hmm. My friend lives there.
Oh, really?
She lives in Shanghai.
Right. Do you know if it's close to Shanghai then? Xiamen.
Not really.
What friend is that?
It's a Chinese friend. Her name is Titi. She used to live in my apartment, and I used to go to her house and do our homework together because we went to the same school.
Okay, that was that here?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, and she left, and now she lives in Xiamen.
No, she lives at Shanghai.
Oh yeah, she moved to Shanghai. You said. Well, that was Asia, and Asia's from grade 3, and what have you been up to?
I first went to Hong Kong, because I wanted to go to Hong Kong Disneyland a long time ago, so my parents so our family went there, and we visited some other places, and we mostly ate outside, like we didn't eat at the hotel. And our first, when we woke up, we went to this special restaurant where they had, you know, like, it's like rice, but with a lot of water.
Mm-hmm, like porridge, rice porridge.
Yeah, and my mom, she put sugar in it and she would eat that. And we would have like these long sticks. And I think they're called,
chopsticks?
No, they're not chopsticks. They're like with oil.
Oh, I know how to say it in Chinese.
Okay, say in Chinese.
Long sticks. What do you do with sticks?
It's called
youqiao.
Yeah, youqiao. Youqiao?
Youqiao.
What do you do with them?
They mostly are, I think, with oil.
Yeah.
And then you would eat them. I used to bring them to us.
Are they sticks made of wood?
No.
What are they made of?
Like, they're just made.
With some pasta, I think. Chinese pasta.
Oh, sort of noodle.
It's like bread. With
it's not
nothing
really bread.
In, well, kind of like bread with nothing inside.
I know them. They're really good.
I think they sell them on the street.
Yeah.
I sometimes see Mr. Agostina stopping and getting some for breakfast. Okay.
Went to Guilin.
Guilin is supposed to be beautiful. Was it beautiful?
The city wasn't that good, but if you looked up, if you would go look on the map and look for some places, the places weren't good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, okay, and now we've all come back from our Christmas holidays, all relaxed and refreshed and chilled out. And what have we all been doing in school?
Report reflections.
Okay. Everybody, have you all been doing report reflections?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what they are, Aiden?
They're boring.
I'd like to know a little bit about what they actually are. Not your opinion yet. Hold your opinions in. Tell me what they are first.
Yeah? They are things that you reflect on that what you are during semester one.
And what's it for?
It's for teachers and... for your report cards, too.
Goes with your report card. Yeah. Can anyone help Angela out here, telling us what they are?
They tell that they're like, they show what we've done. We write down what we're good at and what we don't think we're good at, and how we can improve in doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So people know, also your parents and teachers, know how you need to improve and how they need to help you.
Okay. Now, you said earlier that they're boring, but it sounds like they should be interesting, because they're all about you and they're all about your learning and what you're good at and what you're not good at and what you need to get better at. That sounds interesting.
Well,
how can they become boring?
Because they are boring.
What?
Because all you do, you have to look back at what you did, just think of what you did, write it down, and then just type it on the computer. And the most boring thing is just sitting there and thinking.
Yes.
And writing down.
It's very boring.
Well, that's
also
disappointing
typing.
To hear.
I have to do a lot of
time. Do you think you need to get better at typing?
No.
No?
No.
And the teachers also think it's boring.
Do they? How do you know?
Yes, Mr. Walsh told me.
Really?
All of us.
Our teachers are so cranky.
He said, it's boring. I know it's boring for you, but it's also boring for us.
Wow. Wow, this is really not looking good, is it? Because this is supposed to be very useful, exciting information all about the kids and about what they're learning and about what they want to learn. Is it really that bad, or are you exaggerating?
It's really that bad.
Really? Taylor, what do you think? You've been quiet. What do you think? Have you been doing these too?
Yeah. I also think it's boring.
Why?
Because all you have to do is sit there and write.
If you ask everyone in the school, 99.9% of them will say it's boring.
Wow.
You know that?
Wow.
I guess.
So how could it be improved? How could the report reflections be improved? Because we need the information. You need that information. Your parents need that information. And your teachers need that information. But how could we get that information in a more interesting way? What ideas do you have? Who's going to start us, Taylor?
I think it would be better if you could draw instead of write about it and draw a picture about it.
But I don't like drawing.
No, I have a good idea.
Yes.
You can make a movie about it or do it, present it in a way that you like to.
So you could present it, okay, present
any way
it in
you
different
want.
Ways. Present the information in different ways. Yeah.
Choose our own way.
Choose your own way. But what about, I mean, the thing is with reports, they're bits of paper, they go in an envelope.
Yeah.
And they get given to your parents.
Yeah.
So how could you present information to your parents in different ways, but still make
it
easy?
Put it on a memory stick.
Yeah.
And then just put it on.
Yeah,
and then
put it maybe in a folder.
Also make it in like into a disc, and you can watch it on TV. Or you could put the memory stick in the computer, and then you can watch the slideshow.
All right, so you think that the doing the reflections could be more interesting if you were given a choice of how to present it. Any other ideas?
I think that instead of taking an envelope home and giving it to your parents, you could send something like pictures and other stuff to them.
Yeah, of evidence that shows what you're good at and bad at.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to find those pictures?
If
they're not in your...
You go on the internet.
And then you check, and then you see the picture.
Yeah, or but where? But if you don't, if you didn't get any pictures,
no, the teacher takes them.
Yeah, and if you're bad at PE, then you take a picture of you falling over on the PE.
Okay, interesting ideas. I think teachers will be very interested to hear what you think about having to write these report reflections. Do you think it becomes boring for you because it takes so long?
Yes.
Yeah. And why does it take so long?
Because you have to put a lot of effort into it.
And we also get bored, so we get tired, and then
they stop watching.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to eat.
Oh, I'm hearing here that it could be your fault that it's boring. Because you get distracted and hungry.
No.
And you want to chat and eat.
No. If it didn't take so long, then it would be more fun, and if we get to choose our own way of presenting it.
Yeah, we wouldn't even have to pee.
Interesting. Very interesting. I see. Okay. What about reports, then?
They're boring.
Now, let's not get carried away. Reports. What are they? And why are they important?
They show you what you're good at and what you're bad at and how you can improve.
We're talking about the teacher's reports now, the ones that the teachers write. Is that your same answer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? Anybody else?
They look at us and like in the first semester they see how we, like every teacher, like if we have a math teacher, the math teacher looks at how we act. And then maybe she starts writing a little bit down, and then she just starts typing it down.
Okay, all right, yeah.
And reports are like when you take the teacher writes something on a piece of paper all about your child, and then they put it in an envelope, and that child takes it home and shows it to their parents.
Okay, so that leads us very nicely into this question. Who are the reports for?
Mom and Dad, and us.
Mom, Dad, us, anybody else?
Our family, anybody who wants to know how we're doing.
Yeah, our friends.
Okay. And what happens with that information? The report says how you're doing.
Yes.
What happens to that information? What's
it
used for?
When we read it, we can like improve to what we're doing. So if we're not that good at math, we read what is written about math, and maybe we get ideas of how we can improve.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Wow, okay. Well, I think we need to have a quick listen to what Angela did. She went out and spoke to the school community. She asked them some questions. What were the questions you asked, Angela?
What do you do with your report card once you get it?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think of how you can improve? And what do you do after you're done reading all of it?
And what was the first question you asked? Have we got that on there, Mr. Baker, the first question?
Yes, we do.
Yep. And what was the first question you asked last week?
Last week it was, what do you think you're going to get on your report?
Okay, and just quickly before we listen to the interviews, what was the reaction? Did people want to talk to you about reports?
Well, some people were willing to talk, but they're like 99% of them, the first sentence they would say would be, I don't know. That's what they would say.
Do you think they're saying, I don't know, because if they say, I don't know, then you'll say, oh, okay, and go away and interview someone else, and they can carry on with what they're doing? Or do you think they really don't know what to say about reports?
Well, some people just say, I don't know, because they don't want to get interviewed.
Right.
But some people just say, like, that's the main reason.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's have a listen, and then we'll use what we hear to carry on with our conversation.
What do you think your report is going to say?
That I need to improve on my presentation and that I get involved in a lot of group conversations. Thanks.
What do you think your report is going to say?
I'm not sure. You just stay at home. Sorry, not my fault. I'm not sure. I'll be able to have what I expect. I expect probably around
Alex
six.
Alex Smart.
I don't expect anything.
Alex Smart.
My parents keep them somewhere.
Your parents keep them?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. What do you do with the report card once you get it? Read it straight away? Do you share it with your family or do you just read it yourself?
Yes. I share it with my family.
And what do you do after you're done sharing it with your family?
If I get good scores, I just put it up on the wall.
Stop. And do you think of how you can improve?
Not really.
Okay, thanks. What do you do with your report card once you get it?
I open it and I look at it, and then when I get home, I'll give it to my parents.
And do you guys share it together? Or?
Yeah, we share it together. And we sit down and talk about it and whether they think I've done good or bad.
And do you think of how you can improve?
Yeah.
So, what about you guys? What happens to your reports when you get them?
I look at it first, yeah. And then I show it to my parents, and then we share it together.
Yes?
I just see my scores, and then I give it to my parents. My mom reads it, like, carefully whenever she wants, she feels like, and then she shares it with my dad because he doesn't know much English. And then after we finished, I think she puts it in a special box where she keeps all my stuff so that later if I have a child, I can show her or him what I did.
Mm-hmm.
School.
Mm-hmm.
When I get my reports, I just take them home and then my parents read it, and then we read it together and we discuss about it.
When I get my report, but before I show it to anyone, I usually read it myself. And then if some of my friends on the bus, I usually read it on the bus on the way home. If some of my friends tell me their results, I can tell them my results. Like, I usually share my results with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And Then when I get home, I make it look like I didn't open it and seal it and everything, and then give it to my mom.
Why do you want to seal it?
Because it says don't give to parents first.
Yeah, it says don't only to be opened by parents.
Yeah.
Now, Angela asked a very interesting question, a very important question. Do you use your reports to help you think about your future and the things that you need to improve and your learning in the future?
Yeah. Maybe.
Sometimes.
Maybe.
Can you give me some examples, maybe, of things that you've read in your reports and you've thought, oh, I really need to get better at that. I better do that.
Well, if there's something that I'm not really good at, I just keep on practicing, and then I get better at it.
Did that come from a report? Have you got an example of a time when you've read your report with your family and you've taken it very seriously and you've thought, oh, I really must get better at that?
No.
No? Anybody got an example of something?
I do. I wasn't... When I was really little, I wasn't that good at math because I didn't like it, and also because I didn't do enough practice. And when I went on, I kind of got better, but I'm still not that good. But like my mom always told me that I know what's happening, but I just need more practice.
And did your teachers talk about this in the reports?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Our teacher doesn't show us our reports. She doesn't say anything. She just says, I wrote very nice things, and then she doesn't show us anything.
Okay, but you read your report with your family?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you know what your teacher wrote?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh. Okay, anybody else? Any other examples of things they've read in the reports that they've thought, I must improve on this, I must do something about this?
No.
No.
No?
No.
Very interesting. Okay. Well, you've talked about the reports being put away in boxes and being kept for the future. One place they're going to end up in is in the hands of university admissions people who are going to be deciding whether or not to let you into their university. And we've got a couple of secondary students here with us today, visiting the Twist studio, who have got some information about applying for university places. So, welcome to Bailey and Thompson.
Hi, today we'll report on the process of applying to the universities of our 12th graders.
Yep, currently students who are preparing to apply for American universities are still in the process of preparing their applications and resumes. The results should be out by April. The British university deadlines have closed and the results have already come out. The Australian university appliances have not opened yet.
The application forms will be sent out on the day secondary receive their reports, which is this next Friday, and we can assure you that good news will soon follow.
Absolutely. Our students today and in the past have been accepted into some of the world's best universities, such as
UCLA, C. Mellon, Cornell, Brown, Johns Hopkins, Purdue, and Toronto University. And also, Yan Rong just got her acceptance letter to Cambridge.
Okay then, and that's all for today. We hope to bring on some more wonderful news next time.
Okay, thank you very much. Have you guys thought about going to university?
No.
No?
Kind of.
No. Yes?
Kind of.
What have you thought? What thoughts have you had?
Like what university I can get into and stuff like that.
Have you got any idea what you'd like to study at university?
No.
No?
I do.
No idea.
Yeah?
I want to study being a zookeeper.
A?
Zookeeper.
Zookeeper. Okay, so a zoologist. Yeah, that's pretty good. We need good zookeepers. Maybe you could come back and run Tianjin Zoo and sort that out. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It's pretty shocking. I bet you could have some great ideas to sort it out.
The lions' cages are horrible.
Yes.
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah. They've got like a table.
Yeah,
they do have a table.
And one was trying to scratch its way out. It was like banging on the glass.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Tianjin Zoo.
No, it might be. It might upset you. But
I want to go to a New Zealand zoo.
Oh, I see.
Auckland Zoo.
Auckland Zoo.
Did the monkey at the Tianjin Zoo urinate on Mr. Walsh?
Yeah.
Yes, the monkey at Tianjin Zoo. It spat its own pee.
Yeah, its pee was on the ground, and then it sucked it up and spat it on the students, and Mr. Walsh and Caitlin got it in her eye.
But it was, I think it's important that we know it was aiming for Mr. Walsh.
Or Chi-Chi, Caitlin or Chi-Chi, I'm not sure. They got it in their eye.
Why did
anyway, that's a nice happy ending to the first 2009 edition of Twist. It's been a very interesting conversation about reports. Perhaps we'll follow up on this a little bit when you've had your reports and found out a little bit more about how you're doing in semester one. I think teachers will be very interested to hear that you find writing report reflections so boring, and they might be interested in speaking to you all about your ideas for how to make it more interesting. Thanks very much. See you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, well, you're not free. It's class time.
This week at IST was recorded at the International School of Tianjin in Mr. Sherritt's grade 4 classroom on January 15th, 2009.